There's now by our third place finisher, Jacques Villeneuve, number 32, Dollar General Toyota. Jacques, that was another one of these fantastic finishes here in Montreal, and I know you're still out of breath, and if you've got any breath left, talk about it.
Well, it's always exciting here because it all happens on the restarts, and that's when you take risks. There's a lot of overtaking opportunity, and everybody's tempers get a little bit heated up by the end of the race, so you don't need the fastest car, you just need to be at the front near the end of the race. And today, I think my Dollar General car with Marcos Ambrose's car were the two fastest cars on the track. We just didn't run, just didn't lead the race long enough. That's where we wanted to be by the end of the race, but we're just behind some road racers, experts, in the last few laps. I've raced against Max since 89 in Formula 3 in Italy, so I knew he was a fierce racer, and I was really wanting to get by him because he's a late breaker, and I'd seen early in the race that Barbas wasn't breaking that late, so I really wanted to get rid of Max, but it was tough.
We're also joined by Max Pappas, driver of the number 33 Ream Chevrolet, our second place finisher. And to clarify for those of you who did ask, the 0.012 margin of victory, not only fifth all time in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, but the closest among all of our road course finishes as well. Max, we just told Jacques, you're probably out of breath yourself, but what a fantastic sprint to the finish with Boris, and it's just been a crazy day all around. Talk about it.
I mean, what I can say is that I came here with expectation of finishing in the top five. Kevin Harvick and Dilana, they gave me opportunity to sit in an amazing car, and I mean, we came out to the last corner with the wind to grasp, and I mean, I went in so deep in the last corner. I passed Boris, and you know, it was I went through the gear, and I barely hit the chip in second gear, and I was in the car and I was pushing, you know, with the seatbelt like when I was doing it in go-kart. I was going through the gear and say no, and I kept looking at his fender, and I was ahead, I was behind, I was ahead. But at the end of the day, you know, this was an amazing race. I had a blast with Jacques. You know, it came down to green-white checkered. And the things I'm the most proud is that this is maybe the first time that I have a chance to really sit in a car that legitimate can win. And we came down to the last corner. So for me, I'm really proud. And, you know, I know it's a second-place finish, but it's equal to one of my best wins.
Well, congratulations to both of you for
speechless now. Yeah. I have no more voice. Sorry.
I'll bet. We've got the wireless mic here. Let's take it around and give us your name and affiliation, please, before you ask your question.
Hi, it's Greg McPherson for Jacques, Inside Track. Just to describe your decision to make the pit there at the end, rolling the dice, and how'd you feel when the caution came, or when the caution came?
Obviously, Trent Owen decided, and it was the right call. We weren't sure how close it was on the fuel. We didn't know how many yellow flag laps there would be at the end. So we thought that from what we saw last year, the last 10 laps, you can do 20. If there's a lot of restarts, you can gain 20 spots. So we decided to go for the new tires and not to worry about the fuel like what happened to Robbie Gordon.
Other questions?
Éric Leblanc, RDS.ca, peux-tu nous raconter juste comment tu te sens avec ce podium-là à Montréal?
Bien, je suis content parce que c'était une belle course. Je me suis bien battu. L'équipe m'a préparé une voiture fantastique. Mais il était mieux en début de course qu'en fin de course, que la piste est gommée. Puis avec la chaleur, notre réglage fonctionnait un petit peu moins bien. Les freins ont tenu, donc je suis très content. Mais je pense qu'avec avec Marcos Ambrose, on avait les deux voitures les plus vites en piste aujourd'hui. Mais de toute façon, cette course se joue toujours dans les 10 derniers tours avec les drapeaux jaunes et les relances de départ, et c'est toujours un petit peu risqué. Donc là, je savais qu'il fallait que je prenne des gros risques pour dépasser Max, parce que j'ai beaucoup d'expérience sur le circuit routier. Je le connais depuis la Formule 3 en 89 en Italie, et donc il fallait prendre des risques et pour pouvoir ensuite attaquer Boris. Malheureusement, quand j'ai essayé de doubler, j'ai perdu un peu de temps et j'étais pas assez proche d'eux quand ils se sont battus pour dans le dernier virage.
The whole thing?
Word by word.
Well, I'm very happy with the result. Team Braun, the Dollar General car, they prepared me an amazing car today. It was with Marcos and I think had the quickest cars on the track. But here, you don't need the quickest car. You need to be there in the last 10 laps on the restarts, and you need to have a car that you can drive aggressively. And we could, and it almost worked. I got by Max, which is never easy. And but when for it didn't last long enough, and then because of that, I lost some time. I wasn't close enough to them when they got together in the last chicane.
Just for Jacques, I wonder, are you relieved that you got through this weekend without having anything happening on the Formula One front? And is that now your priority?
I'd forgotten about that. Well, I'm happy that I could concentrate on the race. We did everything we tried to try and win it, and it didn't work. So I guess we'll have to try it again.
I'm sorry. Take me through what happened after the last caution was lifted. You took a lot of risks going into the end of the race. Take me through that, the last few laps.
Well, I was following Max and Boris, and I could brake a little bit later than them. I really had a good car under braking. And I think I surprised Max in turn six or by the pool at the back. I'm not sure what the corner name is. But then he re-overtook me right away, and I was on the wrong side of the track, lost a lot of time, and I wasn't close enough to them when we got into the last corner to fight for the win.
Can you believe what you did?
No.
I went on some guy's track. I forget his name. Bill.
Oh, you.
Man, that was close.
Who was close? I thought you won. I didn't know.
I thought I was there.
I had no radio, and I'm like... Well, if he goes in the door, I'm going in the pits, but I know I did.
Did you break earlier? Or did you break this?
I
was surprised because I went, whoa!
I couldn't believe how deep you went.
Almost rear-ended.
Thank you.
Good job.
Any more on that, Jock?
As you want.
Any more on what you were talking about there? No? Okay. We're also joined by our race winner, Boris Sedd.
Who?
Driver of the number 09, Zaxby's TFC Ford. This is Boris's second NASCAR National Series victory. Television was incorrect. He has won in the Truck Series in 1998, and this is his first NASCAR Nationwide Series victory. He's also joined by crew chief and team owner Robbie Benton. Congratulations to you both. Boris, why don't you go ahead and tell us about this. We've already explained to everybody here it's the closest road course finish in our series history and the fifth closest all time, and Max was very animated in discussing that race for the win.
Well, I mean, to beat anybody, to beat Max is pretty cool because we're really good friends, and he's a great race car driver. They don't call him Mad Max for nothing. And I thought I went pretty deep, but I wanted to be careful. I didn't want to overshoot it. I thought I had a little bit of a gap, but when he went that deep, I'm like, oh, my God, if he makes it, he deserves it. And he almost did, but we raced each other really clean, and that's all you can ask for. I mean, it's good hard racing today. This track is it's really hard. I mean, hard on brakes, hard on tires, hard on drivers. I mean, I'm almost 48 years old. I feel tired right now. I think it's just like the emotion of finally winning. It's like a weight off your shoulders. But I feel really happy for Robbie Benton. We've been good friends. I've been trying for a while. You know, I wrecked his car at Watkins Glen. I felt really bad about that. So to give him his first win in a Nationwide Series feels really good. To get my win, I mean, winning's awesome, especially coming to this place. I mean, I've been here watching Formula One, and, I mean, this is one of the greatest places to go see a race. Just, you know, the nightlife, the restaurants, the beautiful women, and then to boot, you got this great racetrack 10 minutes from nice hotels, and it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I don't think we had the fastest car today, but we definitely had the smartest race strategy with Scott Cipadelli as a crew chief. First time I ever worked with him. We had great communication. He called a great race. And, you know, it was really about, you know, managing the racetrack, managing your brakes. And, you know, I think I had an advantage with performance friction brakes. You know, I had great brakes all the way to the end. And you know, that's what counts. And, you know, we got the victory. And I'm just I'm shocked, overwhelmed. I thought I was going to cry, but I didn't. My wife would have made fun of me, but I was pretty happy.
Robbie, how about you? Boris did just mention Scott, you know, making some of the calls from the pit box. You've done some of that yourself, as well as, you know, taking this independent team and running with it. And how does this feel?
Incredible. It hasn't set in yet.
We've had a tough year. We've struggled for sponsorship, and we've done what we had to do to survive. Boris and I obviously are great friends, and we made the plan at the beginning of the year to run the Glen and here and just see what happens. And Scott and I have become pretty good friends over the past year. And when you come to a track like this and you go up against the world-class drivers that are here, you got to come loaded for bear. And Scott's kind of been hanging out, building hot rods, not doing much. And I just called him up and said, hey, man, you want to come go to the race with us and help us out? So so glad he said yes. He made some incredible calls today. If I had been calling a race, I don't think we could be sitting here right now. But I want to thank Zaxby's and Performance Friction Brakes for making it possible for us to be here. It's incredible. I mean, to win a nationwide race is a feat. To come and do it in Montreal, Canada, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm sitting here with two other drivers that I grew up idolizing. You know, I've watched Jacques and Max race for a lot of years, and to be sitting here at a table with them in Montreal celebrating a race win with Boris said is it's not going to set in for a long time. So.
Well, tonight in Montreal, well.
There you go.
Before we move forward, are there any further questions for Jacques or for Max? Roll back here first, please.
Jacques, I'm just curious, after so many races you've run over the years, where does this, you know, finish, this third place finish rank in terms of, you know, your overall career?
Well, it feels great because it was a fun race and we had a strong race car, but it's not a win. And, you know, what feels special is our wins, ultimately.
It's a question for everybody, actually. I'm just wondering, when Robbie ran out of fuel right after the restart, Max and Boris, were you getting a little worried after you saw Robbie run out of fuel right after the restart? And Jacques, were you kind of sitting back thinking these guys might not have enough to go to the end?
Well, I thought Robbie might be marginal, but not Max or Boris. And I didn't drive thinking about that. I was driving hard.
I knew that I saved a ton of fuel going through the field, and I mean, we had a kind of thinking back, you know, we had a really eventful race. You know, they spun me out, you know, like in the middle of the race, I went back to like 18, and you know, that we drove pretty hard, but we kept saving fuel, and you know, I knew that Robbie was not gonna make it, but I knew that he was gonna make a hard life for me, because that's how Robbie is, and he was there in the middle, like, kind of almost ran out of gas, as I think, in the start, last restart. And I went on the inside, Boris went and braked so deep on the outside, and I said, man, how can he make it? He just, you know, barely made it, and it was awesome. You know, it was, you know, this is NASCAR racing. That's why I came here. You know, door to door. I mean, me and Jacques, we know each other since we are 18 years old, I think, race each other in Formula 3, spend a lot of time together with Boris as well. And, I mean, it proved that you can be successful in NASCAR even coming from different background, and that is something that it's pretty special.
Beautiful. Jacques, can you tell us what happened on your first warm-up lap? You kind of struggled with your shifter there and...
No, I didn't struggle. I was repairing it. It's not the same thing. It broke during qualifying yesterday.
Est-ce qu'il y a une chose que tu peux identifier dans la course qui t'aurait peut-être permis d'être devant ces deux gars-là à la fin?
Oui, c'est que juste dans le dernier tour, quand j'ai essayé de dépasser Max, si j'avais réussi à rester devant, je pense que ça serait bien passé. Mais bon, c'est ça, il faut s'essayer et prendre des risques, et là, ça n'a pas fonctionné. Mais je savais qu'en fin de course, en faisant un arrêt au puits si proche de la fin, ça allait quand même nous rendre la vie difficile.
Other questions for Jacques or for Max? Follow
up? Maybe a question for you three. Lately, we were talking about specialists, road course specialists. They didn't have the success maybe that they deserve, I don't know. Is today the revenge of the specialists?
I don't know about that. I mean, Carl Edwards was pretty fast, and you know, Marcus Ambrose was pretty fast, but they had problems. And you know, Ron Fellows has won nationwide races in the past, what was the Busch Series, so, but it's been a long time, so I don't care specialist or not. I just won a damn nationwide race, and I'm happy. It feels so cool. I've been trying so hard, and you know, everyone says, "Ah, you're too old. It's too late. You know, you don't have enough money, and you're not doing it enough." And I've never, you know, I just when people say no, it makes me try harder, and I'm going to keep trying until I win more of these. I'm going to keep trying until I win a cup race, and I just feel like. I mean, my family has a lot of support, and to meet people like Robbie Benton, I think he's the youngest owner in Nationwide, and he runs the team as good as Penske. I mean, everything's spotless and totally organized, and I feel lucky that I get to race for a guy like this. So, you know, hopefully good things, and maybe it'll help him get some sponsors and you know, good things down the road for him. That's what I can hope, but I hope to come here for a long time. It's a great event, you know, a great town, and it's just fun racing. I mean, it's door-to-door. It's not for the weak. It's... You know, you can't cry when you get spun out, and you door to door, your fenders are getting ripped off, and it's just a blast. I mean, you just can't believe how much fun it is without any police chasing you.
Yeah. Max, how about you?
I think that, you know, I hear all the time this talk of road course specialist, but, I mean, I won my first ever IndyCar race on an oval, so I'm not, you know, I know that my background is maybe more road course than what, you know, some of these other guys do, but let me tell you, you know, NASCAR drivers are just good drivers. Point blank, you know, maybe they don't do road course every day, you know, but they're awesome, they're very specialized, and to be able, I really feel the road course kind of equalize the stuff a little bit, you know, it's, you know, it puts them maybe in a slight disadvantage, and it puts us in a smaller, I don't want to say advantage, but, you know, it kind of equalizes the stuff, and, you know, I mean, you need to understand that some of these kids that we raced, you know, they've been racing on oval since they are, like, 14 years old or something like that, and, to be able to have a chance to compete. And most of the time it's just because, you know, when you drive, when you're called a road course specialist, you jump in good equipment when it's road course. And sometimes on the oval, you need to kind of, you know, get what you get. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just different, you know, like, but I think that today is a proof of hard working. I mean, you know, could you believe an Italian, a Canadian,
and Boris
said? I mean, isn't this strange in an NASCAR race?
Jacques, how about you?
What? Well, I think a good driver is just a good driver. Put him on an oval, on a road course, you know. The ultimate good driver has to be good on every type of courses, and you see some... drivers that are supposed to be oval drivers only be doing quite well on road courses, doing actually extremely well on road courses, and vice versa. So I don't think you can really separate that. And just look at Montoya; he's doing better on ovals than road courses, actually.
Other questions? Questions for Boris or Robbie as well?
I don't usually drink, but tonight I'm going to find some place in Montreal, and I'm going to have a nice steak, and I'm going to drink like hell, and maybe French kiss a French girl. I don't know. My wife and I can maybe do that just once, just because I got to do that when you're in Montreal.
Any other questions? I'm almost afraid to ask. Gentlemen, thank you for another great race here in Montreal. We appreciate it. Boris, congratulations. John,
thank you.
Max,
Bravo,
Robbie.
Boris.
Hard, man.
Hey, good luck with the F1.
Can you find that? Me?